So the Eagles taking care of business on the road, 34-29, clinching a first-round bye. No worse than a number two seed in the playoffs. The magic number then is one to get home field. Bring it all through South Philadelphia, Brian, which I really think will make a difference. The Eagles 6-0 at Lincoln Financial Field. Five of those wins, double digits or more. Bring it, bring it, bring it.
It's this good feeling that you have the first-round bye. It's still a great feeling that you have an opportunity to get home field throughout the playoffs here in South Philly. Of course, everyone wants the home field advantage. Howie Roseman said back in January, we're fighting for a home field advantage. That's our goal. Our goals are still right here in front of us. That's an important thing.
All right, so we've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll take a look back here at this, well, pretty crazy win over the New York Giants. We'll begin with the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged and all eyes on number nine, Nick Foles making his first start of the season. The post-Carson Wentz era of this 2000 season begins on a very high note. Nick Foles, no problem. Four touchdown passes. Look like Nick Foles.
Look smooth, look confident. One thing that you always want from your backup quarterback, whoever comes in, is to lead the team. And when you have a rookie leading the team, that can go any type of way. Nick Foles came in, he led the team. He didn't get too high with the touchdowns. He didn't get too low with some of the incompletions, things like that. He was steady throughout the game. I think the offense responded very well to that. He got everyone involved. I was impressed.
The part that you just said, everyone getting involved, that's been a theme all season. Take a look at these wide receivers who, for the first time in franchise history, the Eagles have three of them with at least eight touchdown catches in a single season. Alshon Jeffrey, Brian, has made an impact, although his catch number not high, nine touchdowns, and opening up a lot of possibilities for Zach Ertz and for Nelson Agholor and for Trey Burton has really made a difference.
Huge red zone threat, big body in the red zone. You see him running that baseline, that inline, and if you throw it up high, no one else can get to the ball. He's a big guy. He also should have had one more touchdown, got a little bit underthrown there. Alshon's a big threat, but you're right. He's opening up lanes for Zach Ertz, who's getting double-teamed now in the red zone. Now that opens things up for Nelson Agholor. This is a good opportunity for this football team. You have the ability to run the football effectively, play action, and you have guys that can score in the red zone. Zach Ertz continues to run a lot of the same routes, and it works every single week. I've been impressed with what they've been able to do in the red zone.
Eagles 4 of 6 in the red zone on Sunday. Big reason they beat the Giants. And let's talk about Agholor for a minute. We've talked about him a lot this season. But clearly when the Eagles drafted him in the first round, they saw somebody with a lot of quickness, with the ability after the catch to make a big play. It took a couple of years here, Brian. This is why we don't judge drafts for three seasons. Nelson Agholor, exhibit A of being patient and waiting for him to develop.
You can tell something clicked. And I think a lot of the guys that have played in the league will tell you at some point the game slows down for you. And when the game slows down, now you just go out there and you play naturally. Now you go out there and you see everything and it makes sense. You can tell this is the point that Nelson Agholor is at right now. Everything he's doing has been good. He's catching the football with his hands confidently. He's excited. He's getting yards after the catch. All these are the types of things, these are the types of things that you're looking for from the slot receiver. He's done a great job of it.
Brian, what about the offensive line with Chance Warmack at left guard, stepping in for Stephen Wisniewski? He seemed to do a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did okay. Snacks Harrison is a big guy. He's a guy that you're going to have to contend with, and with the guard, center guard, and in every situation. I think the offensive line held their own. There are some things you need to fix, just like any other game. There are some things you want to do a little bit differently. The most important thing for the offensive line and the running backs, especially, is to protect your quarterback. That starts with identifying who are the blitzers, who are the guys that can come. And at this point, I think they need to work on that just a little bit more.
Good points, Brian. The Eagles running the football okay yesterday. Yeah. Jay Ajayi, 49 yards, 12 carries, 108 yards. As a team, not the big running game, but Nick Foles comfortable in the pocket, trusting his receivers, getting the football out on time. So a good first game without Carson.
I think Nick Foles' arm looked a little bit stronger than I remember. He did a great job of not turning the ball over. That's the most important thing for him. Allow your defense to step up, and they will play better as the season concludes and as you go into the postseason. But Nick Foles didn't turn the ball over. He did a great job of making sure that you're scoring touchdowns in the red zone, and that's the same thing that Carson Wentz had been doing.
So that's a look at the Eagles' offense, which leads the league in points scored along with the L.A. Rams. The beat goes on without Carson Wentz and without Stephen Wisniewski, who missed the game with the ankle injury. That's a look at the Eagles' offense from Sunday's win, presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.